Welcome to PleasingToThePotter.com. This is your host, Horace Wims Jr. Sorry I missed you guys this past Sunday. Unfortunately, I had a surprise visit to the ER, so I've been out of commission for a few days, but I'm excited to be back and talking with you all today. So we'll get back on track. Anyway, I wanted to talk with you today about the impact we can have on people's lives that we come in contact with as Christians. One thing that struck me while I was at the hospital, I think I had three different head nurses, maybe four, in my time there. And each one of those nurses was different, and yet they impacted me or affected me in a different way during my stay there. And it got me thinking about how we as Christians have the opportunity to make impacts on people's lives that we come in contact with every day. And are we prepared to do that? Are we ready to be Christ-like and live like Christ and be that salt and light that Christ instructed us to be in Matthew 5? It just really got me thinking that whether it be a kind word, an email, a phone call, a visit. I had a dear friend come by and visit me while I was there in hospital. And I must admit, it was such an encouragement when you're going through something that's painful and you're scared, you're not sure what's happening. We have the same opportunity as believers, as Christians, to encourage those that we come in contact with throughout our sphere, within our sphere of influence. That's a hard word to say. Sphere of influence. That was pretty good. So I want to share with you a couple of scriptures that have meant a lot to me in the past few weeks. And the first one is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And Paul is encouraging his protege, Timothy, and he says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, "For this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you." I love that. But it even gets better when you read the ESV version. "Fan into the flame." Let's go back. "For this reason I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God which is in you." That's 2 Timothy 1:6. And then he talks about the next chapter, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear or timidity, but of a sound mind." And such encouraging word to think about it. But I want to get back to that verse 6 about fanning the flame. Are we as Christians, are we fanning the flame of the gift of God that he has blessed us with? And if we're fanning the flame, then people will see that light, which kind of ties into what he says in Matthew 5, requesting us to be salt and light. Can't put a candle under a bushel. No, a city's not hidden on a hill. In fact, let me just read it for you verbatim so you can follow. So, "You are the salt." This is what Jesus said to his disciples. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." You know, we hear that thing about good works, and good works doesn't get you into heaven. Good works is a result of your relationship with Christ. As he talks about in Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, speaking of Jesus Christ, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for beforehand so that we would walk in them. So God has created us as Christians to do good works, or to be that salt and light. And we can only do that if we're constantly fanning the flame in our own lives. Now, I want to leave you with something. Now, how can we fan the flame? And it's really easy to get that FTF. So focus time in God's word, including meditation and memorizing. Don't just read his word so we can check it off our list for the day like we do any to-do list. The T stands for time in prayer. And I mean quality, purposeful time with God in prayer. And how we do that is we remember who we're talking to. the privilege that we have of being able to go to Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, to talk with him because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. And then finally, the last F is fellowship with other Christians. The enemy, Satan, he wants to isolate us. It's easy for him to attack us when we're not in fellowship with other believers who are encouraging us, lifting us up, and being that support system for us. So remember that, fan the flame. Focus time in his word, God's word, time in prayer, and fellowship with other Christians. Well, I'm going to keep this one short. I know the last few have been kind of long. I wanted to let you know that if looking for my podcast for February 18th, there's kind of a combo. So you have to go to, I believe it's the one on February 11th, and you get a 2-for-1. And I think you will enjoy that. But I hope you enjoyed hearing from me today. Thank you so much for listening to PleaseItToThePotter.com. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. And Lord willing, I will be back with another episode this Sunday night. Have a wonderful weekend, friends, and God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.